die.
Gaze, gaze, no, you Christ.
We will never let you die.
Gaze, gaze, no, you Christ.
We will never let you die.
Gaze, gaze, no, you Christ.
What has happened in the Mediterranean international waters is the massacre of innocent people who are heading to take essentials and food for the people of Gaza. They were not armed as the newspapers have suggested through the Israeli lie machine. But the ships were boarded by the Israeli commandos in the middle of the night. And I think your voice and everybody else, not in just in this country but everywhere else, is actually saying today that Israel is a country that although it claims to be a democracy, but it is a terrorist state, it's a fascist state, I have no doubt about that. Can I also request all of you that this is only the beginning? We need to have continuous protest, continuous agitation until we get the people released. There are 750 of them imprisoned by Israel. Their equipment, telephones, computers and cameras have all been taken and they have been very badly treated.
Say we all pray the safe return of our brother Muhammad Bayat from Bradford. Would you please all pray for the safe return of Muhammad Bayat? May Allah return him safely to his parents, his friends and his brothers and sisters. And also we pray for safe return of brother Ismail Adam Patel of Friends of Al-Aqsa and every other person in the flotilla.
People may have seen in the news like what's happened, but what made you want to come to a protest about that? Why is that something you want to support?
Because as an individual, it's my duty to make my voice heard, be heard, and it's my duty to make sure that people know what's going out there. I'm part of an organisation called Muslim Public Affairs Committee UK. You might have heard of us, and we actually do a lot of work. Actively do a lot of work in promoting what promoting or highlighting what Gaza go through, what the people of Palestine go through. So I think it's as an individual, it's my responsibility to make sure that people worldwide do know what's happening.
And what do you think about what's happened recently? What are your feelings about Israel's actions?
It's an absolute disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace. They were in international waters, so they had no rights. They weren't even heading for Israel. They were heading for Palestine with much needed aid. And it's absolute disgrace that you've had up to 20 people killed, and all they were wanting to do was help others that are being oppressed.
So what do you think people who are here, maybe they're at home in Britain now, thinking that's really something, I want to show my solidarity with that cause. What do you think they can do?
There's a lot they can be doing. First, they need to highlight their views to their MP and make sure that their MP raises this in Parliament, and then it gets up to us as individuals to make sure that our government do what's right, hold Israel accountable for what they've done. And then they can be doing things like supporting aid workers going out there. They could be writing to the local media, because we know that BBC has had a very biased report. I've just heard someone say that when all this happened, the top story was not this, it was men having higher rates of skin cancer, which again I accept it's an important issue, but this is current affairs, as BBC being one of the best broadcasting networks in the world, it's always been known for unbiased report. How can they not be reporting this? And when they have been reporting it, it's been very, very biased news. So it's things like that that the individuals can get involved in, make sure that the media knows what you want to hear, not what they want you to hear.
It is time now that the people, the government, the British government, the British people, the people of the world would put a limit and an end to Israel being above the law. And inshallah, they will not be above the law by the virtue, by the effort, by your efforts and everybody's. They will not be above the law, inshallah.